corner. All right, safety.
Hanging out right around here.
You can still keep it, Ricky. Yeah. All right, but just go to him.
This guy's going to struggle, so you're back out.
Come on. Go. Stay down.
You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Okay? Everybody else plays it true.
Air. Good.
Yeah, you hit the mouth or you hit somebody in the mouth.
That's the bleeding.
Got two dudes bleeding already. Let's go. Okay?
He is an old-school football coach, to be sure, getting after his offensive lineman, and now he'll get after the whole football team. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show, joined by the new head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Tony Sparano. You were the offensive line coach before. Now, I guess you have to do both jobs. So how do you do both, manage the game and also coach the offensive line, Tony?
Well, I mean, I'm going to need some help, obviously. Managing the game is critical, and I know that, you know, through experience. And, you can't take that for granted during the course of a football game. So I'm going to rely on a couple of our other assistant coaches on the sideline. Hey, luckily, you know, with the headset, communication-wise, I can get to those guys when I need to get to them.
Coming into the season, we all felt the offensive line would be the strength of the football team. How do you assess the overall play of the offensive line?
I think right now, I mean, the overall play is of the group has progressively been getting better. It's hard to see that in rushing numbers, okay? But the problem with rushing numbers and numbers in general is they can be skewed any way you want them. If I told you how efficient we were when we're handing the ball off right now and the number of times that we've handed it off and how efficient those plays were, well, those numbers would be pretty good. Problem is we're not getting enough at-bats right now. And the way the games have gone, we're averaging about 16 rushes per game right now, and that's not enough. I mean, that's not where we need to be. You know, all that being said, the line is protected, I think, pretty well in the first four ball games. We've seen a lot of pressures, a lot of different things. We've handled those things pretty well in most of the situations, so I've been pleased with that.
You know, one thing we've seen you do periodically, maybe a handful of snaps a game, sometimes more, is go to the jumbo package where you bring in Menelik Watson as a third tackle, go to a six-man offensive line. Mm-hmm. Speak to that and what it does for your numbers, and also the Wildcat.
Well, I mean, going to the six-man line with the offensive line, obviously, what we're seeing right now, okay, on defenses, we're seeing a lot of single high safety stuff where the box count is different, okay? So in order for us to even up the math, we need to bring in some bigger people, okay, and even the math up a little bit that way, because they're kind of daring us to throw the thing down the field, okay, and to do that type of stuff. And in order for us to even up the math, we'll bring the big player in every once in a while, change it up, and it's not seeing. Now, we've thrown the ball out of that, and we've run the ball out of those kind of sets. It gives us a little bit more point of attack, allows us to use Rivera a little bit differently. You know, now getting Osbury back, healthy, that group of players there, there's some meat on the bone to those players with matchups and those type of things. So that's been good. As far as Wildcat goes, any of those type of things, we've been sprinkling it in only because of the ability to get Darren and Maurice on the field at the same time. Now, of course, Maurice had been hurt for a ball game, okay, and then we just got him back here in London. But you know, when I started that thing, it was Ricky and Ronnie and having two players that were explosive players trying to get them on the field at the same time. And that was really the philosophy behind this with Darren, and Darren has done some of this in Arkansas. So it's just another way to create some of the explosive plays maybe in the run game that we had, you know, a year ago when it was Terrell, okay, doing some of those things, making some of those explosive runs.
Third down defense. You know, the second half in New York, it was better.
Right.
But really throughout the year, it's been the biggest issue. Mm-hmm. Is there one thing that's going on your third down defense that's allowing the opponents to stay on the field?
I think the biggest thing right now when I look at it on third down, okay, with our defense in that situation and what's happening has been really, okay, we haven't affected the quarterback enough, okay, on third down in those deals. And I think a couple of these quarterbacks have been pretty comfortable back there. Hey, we got to do a better job of affecting them, but maybe affecting them a little bit more even from a four-man rush as opposed to just, you know, flat out pressure and going after him and letting Khalil Mack do what he needs to do and trying to cut some of these people loose a little bit more that way, because that helps the back end if we don't have to bring pressure all the time. You know, that being said, there's been some basic fundamental issues right now back there that have hurt us too in some of these situations. You know, so we've got to get better fundamentally on third down. I mean, the goal is always to get them to third down. You know, we got to do a better job of getting off the field. Our coaches did a really good job at halftime in the London game of making some adjustments to what they were doing, and that helped us to get off the field. We didn't help ourselves on offense in the second half of that game.
Sir, thank you for your time. I know it's not the best way to get back as a head coach in the NFL, but certainly make the most of it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That is Tony Sparano, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. We're talking about third downs, both offensively and defensively. We'll break it down when Jim Plunkett rejoins me for the Chalk Talk next on the Silver and Black Show. They bring pressure, but they don't force the hot throw short enough to get off the field on third and 12.
No, and Brandon Ross is coming off the edge trying to put pressure on Tannehill right here. But Tannehill does a great job of standing in the pocket with somebody in his face under pressure and getting the ball off for a first down. 14-yard pickup.